From Tidbits on January 17, 2011, this is Tidbits Events at Macworld San Francisco 2011, written by Jeff Carlson. As usual, a number of Tidbits and Take Control authors will be in attendance at the upcoming Macworld Expo, which takes place from Wednesday, January 26th, through Saturday, January 29th. But note that the exhibit hall floors only open on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of that week. Wednesday is for all-day pre-conference workshops. Note that Macworld Expo takes place only in the new Moscone West this year, presumably on multiple floors. If there are any changes or additions, or if we learn about more room numbers, we'll update this article on our website, so check back here for the latest right before the show. Here's our current schedule, and please do come by and say hello. Thursday, January 27th. Along with the Expo floor opening, a number of Tidbit staffers have talks on Thursday. At 10:30 a.m., in the User's Conference track, Jeff Carlson runs through the entire iLife 11 suite in Living the iLife, A Beginner's Guide to the iLifestyle, demonstrating how to turn all the photos and videos we accumulate into projects you want to share using iPhoto, iMovie, GarageBand, iDVD, and iWeb. That's in room 3003. At 3:30 p.m., also in the User's Conference track, Glenn Fleischman will provide a detailed explanation of the many and sundry options for remote screen access and remote control for macOS 10 and iOS devices in Remote Control Your Screens. Glenn will be conducting the session from an undisclosed location, well, at the front of the room, room 3008. Also at 3:30 p.m., Adam will be joining a Future of the Mac panel discussion led by Macworld's Jason Snell on the Macworld Live stage. Everyone load the Zippo Lighter app on their phones so you can hold them up when we talk about how the future of the Mac from Apple's perspective appears to be iOS. At 6 p.m., many of us will be meeting in Moscone West under the escalators on the first floor in preparation for the annual Netters dinner. At 6:30, we'll all parade to the Hunan at Sansome and Broadway, where the hot and spicy Chinese dinner, vegetarian dishes are available, costs $20. You must register in advance by Tuesday, January 25th via Kagi. The link has all the details. John Pugh will once again be hosting, and it promises to be another great night of food and conversation. Friday, January 28th. The second day of the show promises an influx of Tidbits and Take Control authors and editors sharing their expertise. At 10:30 a.m., you interact with the Finder every day on the Mac. But do you really know what it can do? Steve Sand, author of Take Control of iWeb 09, will be ready to tell me something I don't already know about the Finder in room 3007. 12 p.m. Many kids today don't know a world without the Internet, which is quite different from how their parents grew up. Listen, it was difficult to deliver 8-inch floppy disks by horse-drawn carriage in 6 feet of snow each way. Tanya Engst joins Mac Voices host Chuck Joyner for a panel discussion titled Mac Voices, Parenting in the Age of the Internet at the Macworld Live stage. 1 p.m. With tens of millions of iOS devices in the wild, how much of an issue is data security? Tidbit security editor Rich Mogul digs into iOS security, but you don't need to be a hacker to keep up, in Truth, Lies, and Fictions in iOS Security, a hands-on approach. Bring your iOS device and laptop it connects to, if possible, to walk through security settings as they're being discussed. Room 3004. 3:30 p.m. Take Control Editor and Macworld Senior Editor Dan Frakes joins fellow Macworld editors Jason Snell, Christopher Breen, and Dan Morin for a freewheeling Ask the Editor session in room 3007. Saturday, January 29th. The date change and loss of Apple has freed IDG World Expo to extend Macworld to a Saturday, making it easy for San Francisco residents who can't take time off during the work week to attend. We have a few sessions on Saturday, too. 10:30 a.m. Against his better judgment, Adam will be giving a user's conference talk entitled, Looking Forward to macOS 10 Lion, What We Know and What We Don't. Hint, we don't know a lot, but bring ideas for what you'd like to see in Lion. Room 3008. 1 p.m. Back in the Macworld New York days, a bunch of us, including Andy Yanotko and Chris Breen, would gather at the Brooklyn home of Joe Holmes, then a well-known Mac writer as well, for dinner and post-expo conversation. Since Joe's brothers Tim, then an Apple evangelist, and Chris, who worked at Dance Development at the time, were also involved, the events were known as the Holmes Brothers Dinners. Although there will be no food at Holmes Brothers Live, this 55-minute session on the Macworld Live stage will hopefully recreate some of the wonderful discussions we had. 1 p.m. Even though Glenn has a face made for radio, he's passionately interested in video chat. For other people. In a user's conference session on FaceTime and other video chat, Glenn looks over many options for connecting relatives, colleagues, and loved ones, which may or may not include relatives, through two-way video communication. Room 3004. And also at 1 p.m., Dan Frake spends an amazing amount of time finding exceptional Mac applications that others miss. His Best of Mac Games Cool Mac App session will introduce you to dozens of apps, many of them inexpensive you can't live without. Room 3007. Even more. Looking for more to do? IDG World Expo has plenty planned, so be sure to check out the Macworld Expo website for full details. Also be sure to download the free iMacworld app for iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to have session info, vendor locations, and nearby restaurants and points of interest at hand as you walk the show. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Beelight Software, and Econ Technologies. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Jeff Carlson. Hope to see you at the show.